deal? The 10 o'clock hour of Woolsey and Tausch begins with another of the Tausch text topics, Triple T, from Old T. You sent, it was brief, much like chocolate prices, Stroud or Love? What is that? What's that face for now? You're kind of ornery chocolate again today. What's the deal?
I'm not remotely ornery. Yeah. You're making me ornery by saying I'm ornery.
Okay,
but
I'm going to keep saying it then, just so you'll be more ornery than you already are, because you are. Stroud, Love. Who you got? Is that what you're asking?
No, I think it's so fun to me to watch this unfold. And I think right now in this league, which has never been more popular, I think the reason that it's never been more popular is I think there's more good and great quarterback play across the board than we've seen in a long time in this NFL. And there's different kind of levels to it. And I think two of your up-and-coming young stars. How old is Jordan Love? 26?
25. He'll be 26 in about 2 weeks.
So if you're tiering the 25 and under quarterbacks as we sit here today, these are your top two. Is there somebody I'm missing? That 25, you know how they do that 40 at 40 and they do 30 and 30 and, you know, 20 best under 25. I think Jordan Love and CJ Stroud are at the top of the list, and I'm guessing if you're doing the show in Houston, people are going to say it's Stroud. And I'm guessing if you're doing it here, people are going to say Jordan Love. I do wonder how that's viewed. I think nationally more people like Stroud than Love, because I don't know why, but I just feel that way. And maybe it's just insecurity about, you know, Wisconsin sports and all that other stuff. But that's why this is so intriguing. And I actually look at this game as very similar to the 2014 game with the New England Patriots and the Green Bay Packers, if you do recall. I think it's going to be that kind of game. You got an AFC team and an NFC team. At that point, you had Rodgers, Brady. So the age difference was more. But I feel like it's very similar to that. Hmm. And that's why I'm so intrigued by it, because you see a playoff team, you see another team that's going to be a playoff team, and you have two quarterbacks kind of jockeying for position nationally as far as where they're at in the quarterback rankings, and the head-to-head that you won't see again for a while playing itself out at noon on Sunday.
So I'm struggling to find other quarterbacks that are still 25 and under.
Okay.
Like Kyler Murray.
Bryce Young.
Kyler. True. That's it. Okay. Well, I thought we were talking about the best 25 under 25.
Caleb Williams. He's under 25.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right. He is.
Okay.
He's played six games.
Jaden Daniels under 25.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done, but I'm trying to tell you there.
I don't think
he's
done.
My point is, these guys obviously have a little bit more experience, a year. That's not a ton in the NFL. You know that.
Yeah, Jordan Love's in his fifth NFL season. Only his second as the starter.
I was told that those first 3 years didn't count.
I don't know who told you that. Yes, Jaden Daniels is 23. Caleb Williams is 22. I understand. But if we're looking at all the guys... you're excited about Jaden Daniels, clearly.
I am.
Didn't go great against Baltimore, right? For him, was it a little more of a
23 points? I don't think that's bad.
Do you know what his numbers
were
in the game?
I don't.
Okay. My point is that who else? Like Justin Herbert is 26, so he's not available for this exercise.
He'd be below these two. He'd be below our two here that I'm talking about.
Really?
Justin Herbert would be. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Based on his own play or based on how his team has been?
On everything. That's part of the deal. You got to elevate your team. That's part of being a quarterback. And I know you're not a QB wins-losses guy.
But I'm not.
Yeah, Justin Herbert's got all kinds of talent, but let's see it. Let's see it do something with it. And he has not done that up to this point. Now he's got Harbaugh, and I know he's been dinged up a little bit, but I Jordan Love over Herbert all day, every day for me.
Okay. I think my point
is... You disagree?
Kyler, I don't... How well has Jordan Love played this season on balance?
Played pretty good last week. Played pretty good last week.
It's not what I asked. How's he played on balance?
He's been injured. I would say he's been a B-minus, B. He's in the B category.
Okay. I'm just saying that we don't need to puff him up. We know he's good. We know he's dealt with an injury. Did he play well against the Vikings or not? He threw four touchdowns. He threw three
picks. Second half he did.
He did. We only play half a game? Come on.
I'm giving some grace because I know you're coming back from an injury. You're out for 3 weeks. I'm not crucifying him for that first half.
I'm not. No one is crucifying him. Let's just judge him based on he's thrown six picks.
Yeah,
he threw one from his own end zone that was a touchdown for the other team.
He's been a little sloppy.
Just to be dismissive of other quarterbacks and say, "Oh, it's take just because Jordan Love's our guy."
Jason, I'm not being dismissive. This is how I feel.
Like, right. How much have you seen of Justin Herbert this year?
I've seen enough to know that I think he's a talented guy, and I don't know if he's going to get it together. I don't.
Okay.
I don't watch him as close. No, Jalen Hurts. How old is Jalen Hurts? Engler just texted me, said Jalen Hurts he thinks is under 25. Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love?
He's 26.
Okay.
So you're putting
we'll
the cut line
to 26.
At 25.
Let's put it up to 26.
Well, okay. Well, that's not what you asked for.
We're going to move it.
Okay.
So,
well,
Jason,
Justin Herbert is 26. Jalen Hurts is 26.
As an unbiased cat, you have to respect what Stroud has done with the Texans because
Last
year, I thought, oh, baby, they are going to stink. And, oh, gosh, they gave up a first-round pick to get Will Anderson. They did a lot of stuff. And they were awesome. Like, top of the expectation game.
Mm-hmm.
What they did last year was dynamite. And Stroud is getting a lot of love for that. And he should. So I ask you, Jordan's older. You'd rather have Stroud?
No. No. That's not what I would say. But
I
I'm not.
That's what you were saying.
I never even mentioned Stroud. I was talking about Justin Herbert is what we were arguing about, which I think you're being dismissive
point,
of him.
I think at this point you could, if you're ranking it, even as a Packers fan, I think you could look at it and say Stroud would be ahead of Jordan. And I don't think you could get a ton of pushback because he jumped in right away. He's still on a rookie deal. There's a lot of other things that are at play. But if you ask me last year, that we'd be having this conversation that Jordan Love is in this tier. He is at the top or number two on that list of tiered quarterbacks under 26, and he's this high up, and I don't think many people are going to argue with me. We would all take that and say, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're in great shape moving forward.
So we can all agree that the passer rating is not in any way, shape, or form the end-all, be-all of evaluating a quarterback. But we also
Certainly.
Would say that it's not just completely meaningless, right?
Sure. I'll give you that.
The top 10 passers in the NFL based on quarterback rating so far this season. Jesse, do you have your special power rankings music that you like to play? Number 10, Brock Purdy. These are all 100 passer rating or higher, okay? 10, Brock Purdy. 9, Derek Carr. 8, Joe Flacco. 7, Sam Darnold. 6, Jared Goff. 5, Josh Allen. 4, Jaden Daniels, your first quarterback in this group who is, or I guess Brock Purdy's 24. So two of them are under 25 at this point. 3, Lamar Jackson. 2, Baker Mayfield. 1, Joe Burrow. Now, given where the Bengals season is at, having a quarterback with a high passer rating does not translate to wins either. But they're 1 of 11 on the field, right? I'm curious how should we view Jordan Love's season to this point? Because I feel like we're giving him the injury, which I think is fair, right? But I think we're saying, well, we saw what he did in the last half of last season, so we're being less critical of what he's done in the first half of this season in the four games he's played. And what I would argue is that this is a... Now, the Cardinals game was different. I didn't think he put the ball in danger. He had one throw maybe that was dangerous, and that was the touchdown to Dobbs that he got a minus decision on, too. The second one that he threw up for grabs against the all-out blitz.
That fourth and two throw over the middle was crazy town, too.
I thought it was...
Great throw.
It was a great throw.
Yeah.
Really well placed.
Interesting decision.
But fourth down, right? I mean... He took a chance on a fourth down. If it gets intercepted, if it gets knocked down, I'm okay with that one. What I said earlier in the week, but we didn't really get into it further, is that I really feel like he is testing his boundaries and testing what he can and can't do when he's given more autonomy. And I think, as Matt LaFleur said, that is part of the process for young quarterbacks. So yeah. I think that that is fantastic that he's doing that, because that's how you grow. I'm on board with that. But do I think he's thrown too many interceptions this season? Yes. You know who else thinks he's thrown too many interceptions? Jordan
Brett
Love.
Favre.
Well, no.
Oh, I thought you were
Tommy! Completions are way better when you throw it into triple coverage. If you've ever seen that parody of
What grade are you giving him? Six games. He's missed two.
Right. I don't have a problem with your B-minus grade. I'm on board with that. What I'm saying is that this idea that these other guys, like, we don't watch Justin Herbert as much. We don't watch we've seen Jalen Hurts in that opening game. You are as big of a Brock Purdy hater as there is. Fair?
I'm not a hater.
I just don't think he's any good.
No, I don't want to pay. I'm not paying him $55 million a year and thinking that he's going to lead me. No, I'm not.
You don't think Jared Goff is any good?
I think Jared Goff is good as long as he doesn't have to move around. You get in his face a little bit, like most quarterbacks. He is an accurate throw of the football with a great offensive line and a really good running game, which, by the way, is great for him. But do I think he's a dynamite NFL quarterback? No. I don't.
So the question that I had when you said this, you said we're seeing much more good to great quarterbacking. Remember when you said that a few moments ago?
My question for
you is, are we just seeing better offensive systems that are allowing guys to have to do less miraculous things than, say, Brett Favre had to do in his offense, or Dan Marino, or Dan Fouts? Like, has the proliferation of this scheme that really does a great job of scheming guys open made it easier to be a good quarterback? And that's not a Jordan Love thing. That is a league-wide question that I have.
No. I think the fact that we now have more and more awesome athletes playing the position, and you're no longer having your best kids playing running back or wide out, you're putting them at quarterback, and you're seeing that all the way through. So, no, I'm not going to just say, well, Matt LaFleur is the reason, or Kevin O'Connell, whatever. No, I'm not going to do that.
Kevin O'Connell's not potentially the reason why Sam Darnold is playing at such a high level?
It all goes hand in hand, J-Dub.
Right.
It all goes hand in hand.
That's kind of what I was saying, wasn't it?
Well, no, you're saying, well, these guys are scheming people. I've seen plenty of coaches struggle with quarterbacks that aren't Caleb Williams. How was old boy in Chicago with Fields? Was that because he's so great scheming? No, not so much. Not so much.
What is that?
It's not. Caleb Williams,
he didn't have a
pretty good player.
Right. So, well, they have a different offensive coordinator, don't they, than they had with Caleb with Justin Fields anyway? Like, for 2 years,
you
they had
me.
Luke Getsy.
It's your argument. You tell me. I don't know.
Okay. Tell us about Kohler Services.
You think there's a depth, there's a greater depth of quarterback play in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s?
I think that Aaron Rodgers said that any idiot can play quarterback in this system. And
Aaron Rodgers says a lot of things.
I think
in fairness,
I'm not
he
done
says
yet.
A lot of things.
And okay. I think that was a self-serving thing to say because he is not just any idiot. Mm. But I do think that there is a feeling, and you can use Brock Purdy, you can use Jared Goff, you can, the list goes on, that there are guys that if you'd have put them in less well-designed systems, they're nowhere near as good as they've been. Now, that doesn't mean that Jordan Love's one of them. I don't know. I think Jordan Love is a talented guy. That 61 yards in the air throw into triple coverage to Jaden Reed in Los Angeles was a magnificent throw. Horrible decision, according to Tom Clements, but the dude's got unbelievable talent. No one in their right mind would argue that. The whole idea, though, is that this offense is to allow you to have success at the quarterback position without one of the greats playing it. And then when you want to go win a Super Bowl, you realize that that's not enough. And that's why both those guys that are supposed to be the close friends of Matt LaFleur wanted to take his quarterback from him. One did it through proper channels, one didn't. My point is that I do think that this system allows okay to good quarterbacks to be good to very good and potentially allows guys that are really talented, like a Jordan Love, to be even better because of the system. And yes, it goes hand in hand. And no, that doesn't downgrade what they do as quarterbacks. But I don't know if I would say that there's just so many more really good quarterbacks. The game is tilted toward the offense. With the way it's officiated and with its rules, there's a lot more smart ideas being circulated by offensive coordinators and play callers. I do think that that factors into the higher level of quarterback quality play. Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of...
So to sum it up, quarterback play is better than it was 15 years. There's more quality quarterback play. And you can say it's whatever, but there's more than there was 10 or 15 years.
Right, but we don't just make blanket statements, I was just told moments ago on this program, and then not discuss them further. I thought we had a pretty good conversation about your blanket statement.
I think it was great. But you're saying what I said. You're agreeing with me.
No, I would agree with you that Kohler Services,
if you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services, family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life in this month only. Zero interest, 12 months, and a free shower door. You get that free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. Well, that is always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com. I miss singing. I love the fact that Kohler's giving away that free shower door so I can sing because with headlines we're not singing as much. I miss it. Kind of miss it. You think our fans miss it or you think they're all right with it?
I don't think Kohler Services read requires singing. I think you choose to sing.
But it fits. I mean, it fits.
I miss you singing, Tausch.
It's a three-hour tour. I don't know. Jesse doesn't know Gilligan's Island.
Yes, I do.
The old Gilligan's Island. A three-hour tour, a free shower door. It all works. It fits.
Thanks for explaining that to us.
Syllabically, it's perfect.
Yeah. Let's play trivia. The category is which former Packers kicker am I? Field goals are worth 3 points. So we'll take caller 3. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 3 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today. 855-PELLA-WI. And online at PellaWI.com/radio.
For trivia, let's welcome in our contestant. It is Mike in Waukesha. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
We are great. Thanks for asking. The category is which former Packers kicker am I? And Mark Tauscher has question number one.
All right, Mike. I am the former kicker who was inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, along with my former teammate and just a great, swell wonderful guy who doesn't go on tangents, Mark Tauscher, who I hear is that beautiful, beautiful, smart man. Which former Packers kicker am I? Is it Ryan Longwell, Mason Crosby, or Greg the Leg Scalzo?
Let's go with the first one. Longwell.
Nailed it. Boom.
One for one, Greg. Question two, or Mike. Greg the Leg Scalzo threw me off there. Mike, question two is this. I only missed five of the more than 300 extra points I attempted as the Packers kicker in my 7 years with the team, which included winning a Super Bowl and extra points only being 19 yards long. Which former Packers kicker am I? Am I Chester Markole, Chris Jackie, or Al Del Greco?
Chris Jackie?
Two for two.
I loved Al Del Greco. It's a great name.
It's more of a Max Zendejas guy myself.
So, Jason, is it Greg or is it Mike? I know you called him Greg, so I know we're sticklers for words. Is it Greg or Mike?
Oh, I thought you weren't doing the correction thing anymore.
I know it's Mike.
I thought you heard me correct and say Greg the Leg Scalzo threw me off, Mike.
Mike! Of Packers kickers who have attempted 30 or more field goals all time, I am the career leader, having made 81.8% of my kicks. Who am I? Is it Jan Stenerud, Max Zendejas, or Anders Carlson?
Let's go with the first option.
I would have guessed that, too.
Hall of Famer.
Jan.
Silent Jesse, J. This can't be
Jan.
This can't be right.
According to Pro Football Reference, of kickers who have attempted 30 or more kicks as a member of the Green Bay Packers, your all-time field goal percentage leader, Anders Carlson.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Perhaps we gave up on him too early.
I mean, Jan Stenerud.
Hall of Famer.
Offer. Yeah.
Max Zendejas, not a Hall of Famer. Interesting. I'll say this. That is one tricky question.
Mm-hmm. You learned something.
Because it feels something.
Because it feels like the option three is kind of like the first question where you put something funny as the third answer, and instead the answer is correct.
And I'll tell you this.
Tell me this.
When I went to Pro Football Reference this morning and I redid the search for Packers kickers all time and I adjusted it by made field goal percentage, I can tell you who I did not expect to see at the top of the list. And that was Anders Carlson.
Wow.
But there he was.
Yeah. He was 29 of 35, I believe, last season in the regular season. So, yeah, there you go. All right, Mike/Greg/Anders, you got two out of three right. That means you got three of the possible four entries into tomorrow's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia for today. So, yes or no, they gave up on Anders too early?
Yes.
Jesse?
But I don't blame him. I get it. Jordan Love and the young players' development forced Goody's hand, and unfortunately, the residual shrapnel hit Anders Carlson.
He was 27 of 33 in the regular season last year, so he missed six field goal attempts, but he also missed five extra points.
Yeah. That's what hurt.
But they weren't as easy as they were when Chris Jackie was making
them. That is true. I agree with Tausch. I think Anders Carlson, had the Packers not exceeded expectations last year, Anders Carlson would still be on the team. And we'd be riding it out. Yep. He might be the Packers kicker for the next decade plus. And instead, expectations change. You try to win a Super Bowl, you can't afford to have a kicker who's inconsistent and very young, as you elaborated earlier in the show.
Zero-sum game, guys. Zero-sum game.
It's also a zero-sum game when it comes to your Coors Light. Is it cold or not? Are the mountains blue or not?
Yeah, I want mine blue. I want my mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. I want them chilled to perfection. That means let it be blue. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're doing the weekend preview on a Thursday? We're doing the weekend preview on a Thursday.
You think I need to upgrade this? This thing's starting to get a little tattered. A little tattered. Man, it's tattered.
Hey, you've got your system. I'm not here to judge you. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Since when?
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to my.
The YouTube comments are interesting today.
Oh, tell me more.
Nope. Time now for the weekend preview from Jesse.
Wait, is it Friday? Are we at Friday today?
No, it's a Thursday weekend preview.
We were going to do it tomorrow, but you're going to leave early, so we're getting that done out of the way now.
Big show tomorrow. Yeah, we're in Titletown at Associated Bank. Rob Domofsky, Andrew Corliss stopping by.
Is Rob stopping by?
Unconfirmed, but I believe he will. That's my
nice of him.
That is my interpretation of the situation. We will see,
Jesse,
if that ends up being.
Are you going to kick a field goal to preview our show?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
I will kick a field goal before we get started. Yep.
Do you need one of those little holding contraptions? I've got one of those.
Yeah, bring it. Unless you want to hold for me.
No, I definitely.
Jason, you be Pat McAfee. You've played the Pat McAfee role before. You know they do that kicking thing on College Game Day?
I don't watch College Game Day.
What are you rolling your eyes about?
I don't like being compared to Pat McAfee, and you did that on purpose because you know I don't like that.
Can you wear a black tank top?
No.
And go out to Titletown's field and get everybody all yoked up? I can't be there. I'd love to be there. You know I'd love to be
there. He's got a carpool with LePay, I hear.
Yeah, LePay and I got a carpool.
Uh-huh.
So, Jesse, how far are you going to try and do the same thing? That the college, I think it's a 33-yarder is what they have him kick.
I asked you yesterday. So 33 is an extra point now, right? That seems ambitious. I asked you guys for the over-under yesterday. I got 19 and 25.
Are you a straight-toe guy? You straight-toe or you soccer?
Yeah, I'm straight-toed. Yeah, I got to get all the force I can. Ooh. I'm straight-toeing it, and good luck.
Like Ray Wershing. You remember Ray Wershing?
No,
Mark Mosley.
Oh, Rich Carlos, soccer style, barefoot in the snow. Keep going. What else you got?
Five games Rich on the football Carlos. Docket this weekend while you name 80s kickers.
Before you get into the five games, Max and I, for the first time in the 3 weeks we started, we nailed the immaculate deal last night. We got 9 for 9. We're pretty excited about it.
Proud of you guys. We will start doing that next week during what day do you want to do the immaculate grid here? Wednesdays?
I don't know. Jesse, whatever's easiest for you, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Five games on the football docket this weekend.
Wait, we're not going to keep doing kickers because I was ready with Tony Frisch and Rolf Benerska.
Frisch. Tony Frisch.
Yeah. Oh, Oilers.
Was Al Del Greco the main kicker in the 80s for the Pack?
I don't think so. I think they cycled through a lot of them, if I recall correctly.
Looked like three seasons for Del Greco. Yeah, a lot of different kickers at that point.
Do you want a couple more? Because I've got a couple more.
Yes, I do.
Uwe von Schaumann for the Dolphins.
Okay. Who was the dude for the Buccaneers? Had a real funky name. The Buccaneers kicker in the 80s. Like Bavacqua, or I keep thinking maybe I'm mixing up.
Kurt Bavacqua, great baseball player in the 70s and 80s. The ones that I had that I jotted down here, Eddie Murray, not the baseball player,
Lions.
But the kicker for the Lions.
Lions.
Efren Herrera, and personal favorite for the Dallas Cowboys, Rafael Septien.
That was a fun one. Yeah. It was fun. Matt Barr. Remember, Matt Barr made some clutch kicks for the G-Men to beat San Fran.
All right, Jesse, I'm sorry. I don't want to prevent you from doing this, but I did want to get to who the kicker was that Tausch was trying to think of. So let me look that up while you do our weekend preview.
I thought we were going to end up in Ed Helms Super Bowl preview territory, and that would be our segment.
That'd have been good.
5 games on the football weekend docket. Which one are you most interested in? Which one are you going to look up 80s kickers during instead?
Minnesota-Detroit.
Donald Igwebuike.
There it is! Igwebuike. Yes, JC, don't you think? I mean, that name was worth the wait.
Yes, it was.
Funky. Yeah.
Badger 91 on the YouTube comments. Credit to him for getting that information to
kudos
us. So thank you.
Yeah, kudos to him.
24th ranked Michigan visits 22nd ranked Illinois
Nick Lowry
Saturday.
With the single mask? Nick Lowry? Remember
230
him?
230 on CBS.
Keith Butler? The old Bears kicker? Butler? Kevin Butler.
Big Kevin one, Butler. Keith. There you go.
Big one now Saturday night. 5th ranked Georgia at number 1 Texas. 6:30 on ABC and the ESPN app. And then your NFL Sunday at noon up against Packers-Texans, Lions-Vikings on Fox. You can listen to it on ESPN Radio. Chiefs at 49ers, your Sunday afternoon game of the week with big game Burkhart and Brady on the call on Fox, Super Bowl rematch from a year ago. And last
Ali Haji Sheik.
And last but not least.
For who? Which team?
For the Giants.
Your Sunday night football game, which has some intrigue.
Remember, Vi Sikahema he was a kick returner. He was always fun too.
Davante Adams and the New York Jets visit Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night football this weekend.
Who was the Steelers kicker? He was there forever in the '80s too.
I think Gary Anderson was their kicker. The guy
that whole
missed
time?
I think for most of it. Yeah.
Is that right? Jesse, it's a really great weekend. I forget. Did you say Tennessee's playing Bama? Is that one also?
Since we weren't listening. We were naming kickers.
Left them off 2:30 on ABC, though. That's your lead-in to Georgia-Texas. What a day.
Yeah, the SEC is great when it comes to I'm glad ESPN has gotten those games because at the Texas-Georgia game, you're going to see pros everywhere. That is a pro-filled, like, everywhere you step, it's going, oh, my gosh, there's another pro. That game is intriguing. I think Bama, Tennessee, both teams, I think, struggling a little bit more than maybe we thought. But this weekend, for all of us, I think that our Packer fans, it's all about Detroit, Minnesota, outside of our own game. It's all about Detroit, Minnesota. And is that game in Minny, Jay Bird?
It is in Minny.
Okay.
I didn't even move my
Who's
lips.
Who's favored? Who is favored in that? Thing. Minnesota's got to be probably a point and a half.
I'll get that for you here in a moment.
Fuad Reves.
Oh, I love Fuad. Was he with the Vikings, right?
He kicked for a number of teams. He bounced around a little bit. Jim Breach also on the list.
Stojanovic with the Dolphins.
Indeed, yes.
Vikings are a 1.5-point favorite.
Okay.
Rafael Septien had the kicking job for the Cowboys for most of the 1980s.
Okay.
So,
yeah, what a time, huh?
Fond memories, Fodless to be sure. Days.
What a funky. I mean, you just pulled that one from. Who was the Browns kicker in all those years that they almost got there? The drive and everything else.
The Cleveland Browns kicker, Matt Barr in 88 and 87. 87 was the drive, I believe.
Yeah, 86 was the tough one, too.
Yeah, he was also their kicker then. So it appears that he was their guy for most of that era, Matt Barr. And his kicking brother, Chris Barr. They were both in the league at the same time.
A lot of bars.
Yeah.
A lot of bars.
All right, so
the text line is now just people sending in names of kickers.
It's such a fun thing to do. Like,
it really
just
is.
Sitting naming 80s kickers. Like, I don't know if that's better than naming 90s catchers, but they're both really fun.
Ray Finkel.
And that's back.
Tom Dempsey. Jan Stenerud.
Mick Luckhurst.
That one
kicker
I don't
for the
know.
Falcons. Yeah, kick for
you
the Falcons.
You just remember the old, like, the old single bar. Mark Moseley. Was it Moseley? An
he
old
was,
kicker
yeah,
for
yeah.
Washington?
Kicked in that 83
single
game
bar.
At Lambeau. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really think bringing the single bar. I'd like to see McManus go single bar. I think that brings some real credibility to where he's at. Like, all of a sudden, LaFleur looks out there and says, you know what? I wasn't going to kick this 50-yard field goal, but oh, boys, we're in a single bar. We're going to kick this 50-yarder, and he's going to go split the uprights. That's what I want to see.
On your next assignment for Johnson & Sons Paving, I'd like to see you wear a single bar helmet as protection.
I could do that. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. Potholes and cracked curbs, drainage issues. If things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed. Schedule a free no-obligation quote and walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting that ever so. You don't ever want to see fatigue, cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement. Don't scare away customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
Some breaking news from the NFL per ESPN. As if things aren't bad enough with the New York Jets, Fireman Ed is complaining that they are reducing his screen time on the video boards.
Aaron just keeps putting his fingerprints
exactly.
all over that team.
What does Aaron Rodgers have against Fireman Ed now? Okay, that's not really breaking news. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Before we get to the 11 o'clock hour, so last night, because we're a volleyball family now, in addition to everything else we're interested in, I had Iowa Northwestern Volleyball on the Big Ten Network, and they were showing, during a break in the action, the soccer field where they're playing their football games right now, as they do the renovation to Ryan Field. So, since we probably won't get to it with everything we got going on tomorrow, what exactly, you're calling the game, right? Is that at Northwestern?
Yeah.
So, what are they playing? Are they playing in, like, the baby stadium that the Chargers played in? Is it similar to that they're doing while they renovate their stadium?
No, it's even babier-ish. No, so they have, I believe... It's not a soccer field. Maybe they use it sometimes now that they put the seats up. But they built this beautiful practice field right on the lake. And what they did is they went and hired – we've been to the Waste Management golf outing down in Arizona. They have basically turned it into a golf hole where they put suites and tickets and just lined it down, put a little bit of an end zone, and we're playing on their practice facility – but they put seats in, and it was supposed to be at Lambeau Field. This game was supposed
right.
to be up at Lambeau.
Right.
Which would have been awesome for all of us. I could have came to, you know, the big remote that we're having tomorrow up at Associated
Bank. Right, at Associated
Bank
at Titletown, right.
Mm-hmm. And fans would have loved it, but I believe Northwestern, some folks there said, well, why would we give the
home
Wisconsin
game.
Badgers a home game at Lambeau, and do I think they would have made a ton of money on it? I do. Do I think it was a mistake? Do I think there's some folks up in Green Bay that are a little irritated that they put a lot of time and effort in to get this done and that it didn't? Yeah, but they didn't, and they're playing down there. So I think it's going to, and I'm very, very happy, even though I love this fall chill that's going on. You know I'm a big fall chill guy.
Big chiller, yeah.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be Brandon upper 70s chiller down there. Sorry, I can't beat you on that one. Chilling him.
Brandon McManus.
So that's where we will be playing the Northwestern Wildcats. We'll be down right on the lake, I believe, at their practice facility with golf. Basically a golf course management thing that where you put all the suites in the seats, line it up, and
chalets, if you will. Chalets?
I would think like we had chalets, some bleacher seating, yeah.
Okay. Well, regardless, you'll be able to hear Tausch on the call. I use the Varsity app to sync it up with the television. I think the game is the Big Ten Network for the television broadcast of that one. But you can listen to Tausch and LePay, who are or are not carpooling down there.
We are carpooling. That's we're heading down.
Is he driving or are you?
He's going to drive. And that's the question.
Does that mean he
Jesse
has full autonomy to go to the bathroom whenever he'd like?
Does he stop, or is he a straight shot guy?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer. The big question is, do I make it out like an Uber? Do I sit in the back seat? I'm not, obviously not going to touch the radio. He gets to pick that. Do I sit in the back like it's an Uber?
No.
I don't know yet.
Of course not.
You guys can do, like a film session and listen to yourselves on a previous game and review the tape.
Really good idea.
Get better.
Be productive. You can listen to Jesse's Bowl Stream TV and critique that from earlier this year. All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock. We need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. Jesse's been really excited about this whole NFC North being so star-spangled fantastic, and the NFC North roundtable that Rob Domofsky was part of on ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com. We'll get to that during the 11 o'clock hour. I want to make sure that you remember, and I've said it 1,000 times, and I mean it. I hope you never have to make the call, because that means you've never been seriously injured in an accident. That's what we want. But if that happens, you need to have the best team in the business on your side, and that best team is Grubel Offices. They've got the proven track record. They've got the awards to prove it. And most importantly, they've got the best lawyers, and they're going to win your case. And when they do, that's when you finally pay, because that's how it works with Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Grubel Offices, one call, that's all. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.